It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Hey, welcome to Insight with Jack Stogler. Jack is on vacation with his lovely wife, Marcia. And it's well deserved. Jack works pretty hard.
He does.
But he went with Bill and Bert, and I'm not sure they can't have any fun. I can't visualize any fun. And I am Bob Stogler, and I'm sitting in for Jack tonight, and I'm joined here by the merchants. The chairperson of the merchants is this year is Joanne Glenser. And Joanne, how are you tonight, dear?
Fine, thank you.
And she is prepared, folks. I'm telling you, she's ready to go. She's got notes. She's got a lot of stuff. And she's also joined by Miss Jenny Smith. Miss, how are you, dear?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Your old hat. You've been up here.
I've been here a few times.
Yeah, you know what the heck's going on here. So we are going to talk about a lot of stuff going on this time of year. We got the merchant. We got the Christmas shop. And we got a lot of stuff going on in the fort. And we're going to talk to these ladies, and they're going to inform us about the upcoming month and a half, I guess it'd be, until Santa Claus shows up. Mm-hmm. We're going to take, actually it's 2 months. And today's a what?
He comes early to Fort Recovery.
Yeah, he does. That's right.
Because so we only have a couple weeks till he shows up here.
That's exactly right. So we're going to come right back. We're going to talk to these ladies about the merchants right after this Insight with Jack Stogler.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 3rd, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their popular spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and this year it will be carry-out only, and there will be no pre-sale tickets this year. The carry-out meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, and dessert. Just follow the signs on North Wayne Street for their drive-through. Tickets are, again, only $6, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. So don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day Spaghetti Supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 3rd.
All right, we're back here with Inside Bob Stogler, and we're talking to the merchants, and we have Joanne Glenser here and Jenny Smith, and guys, we got it's been a heck of a year. When you think about the businesses around here, and you know, I know just from like working at Cooper's and everything, and it's just been a something that we you know, you'd never believe would happen with COVID, and I'm sure that all the businesses around here have suffered, and when you look back, and this kind of goes to you, Joanne, your business, and as far as just being in the merchants, so does the merchants, did you guys meet and talk about some of the things about the about COVID and your guidelines as far as how that goes with you, how the merchants dealt with COVID?
No, I don't think we really did. I know we followed the social distancing guidelines, so then we didn't meet in person for several months. And I think because each merchant is different and under different guidelines. You know, some people were closed altogether. I was open for carry out only. Everybody was just kind of following their own mandates.
Yeah. Did you, so as time progressed through here and you guys, open more up and now can you sit in your place?
You can dine in. We still are under social distancing restrictions. Mm-hmm. So I still have some tables upstairs so I could spread the other tables out.
How about you guys?
I'm supposed to limit how many are in at the store. Luckily, I'm small enough that I don't usually have a rush of people all at one time. Yeah. And then keeping the distance and the masks, if they choose, it's kind of...
Yeah. So do you have anybody yell at you?
No, but there are a lot of people with a lot of opinions.
Yeah, right.
A lot of opinions. But I haven't had anybody yell. I've had a couple people that have chosen not to come in. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, everybody is just kind of going with the flow.
Yeah, that's right. So we have a real merchant. The open house in Fort Recovery is pretty special. I mean, mm-hmm. the streets are packed. It is a Sunday of like a celebration, and people from all over, not just Fort Recovery, but all over this area.
Yeah.
Come in and check out our wonderful businesses. And when you talk about the merchants, and I was looking at the website today, there's some 60 businesses in the merchants. You would never think that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about open house coming up, and why don't you just go ahead and take over here a little bit and talk a little bit about the merchants' mission statement and what you guys, your game plan is for this year.
Okay. Well, first I'd like to start off by reading a statement from Tess Kalp, who couldn't be here tonight, but she was the former chairperson of the Open House Committee, and her husband Tom are actually ones that started it. So for 28 years, she's been taking this on and doing it herself, basically, along with Tom. So this year she decided to take a step back, and she couldn't be here, so I just want to read this from Tess. Tom and I opened Forget Me Not Florist in May of 1984. While I can't seem to remember what year we actually had the first Christmas open house, I know it was one of those first years after we opened. A Christmas open house just seemed needed for the flower shop and the town. Many different attractions evolved over the years. The carriage rides have been a hit from the very beginning. Did you know the taxi in which the visitors rode into town is the original taxi owned by the Reisner family? The taxi would pick up the visitors that arrived by train at the depot, load them up, and then bring them uptown for a day in the fort. The taxi has been beautifully restored. At one time, we had the fabulous bell choir. You have not lived a full life if you haven't witnessed the ringing of these beautiful bells. Not sure who owns the bells, either the Gail Johnson family or possibly Trinity Lutheran Church. Mrs. Johnson and later Becky Johnson would help us pull this event together. Absolutely exquisite. A once-in-a-lifetime experience. Fort Recovery native Chris Kramer Urey has provided years and years of pioneer demonstrations in the log house. Her family would dress in pioneer fashion, and she would bring her baby to be placed in the wooden rocker. She would then proceed to decorate for Christmas and cook dinner over an open fire. The open house wouldn't be complete without Santa. Over the years, we have added crafts and story hour for the kids. This has been held very graciously in the library. Not sure how many remember the Tin Snips Barbershop Singers. They were a hoot. One year they serenaded me. Of course, I was embarrassed, but loved every minute of it. Later, the high school choir would gather a group and spread holiday cheer with their beautiful voices. I know we have had petting zoos, complete with Santa's reindeer, live nativities, and even a scavenger hunt or two. I'm sure I've missed some favorites from over the years. Starting the Christmas open house has been one of our favorite events, and the town has been blessed beyond measure by the local support of the larger industries, corporations, and the banks offering monetary means. The open house would not be successful at all without the continued support of our local community. What a blessing it is to each and every business in this town. The Open House Committee continues to count on the support of the fort. Happy holidays.
Tom and Tess are unbelievable. They are. I mean, if you don't love them too, it's unbelievable.
Do you remember who was in the Tin Snips then? Like, who would have been part of that group?
So it'd been George Stommen, Big George, Dan Diller, Vessi Guggenbiller.
Okay.
It's too bad Spence ain't here. He'd rattle them all off.
Absolutely. Off. Yeah.
Hey, if you remember who's in the tin snips out there, text it to me, 419-852-9201.
Yeah, and, just curious.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd like to know that. So you are now, so you took over this year as the chairperson of the merchants.
I did.
And nice year to take it over.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about this year's, what your game plan is for this year and the decisions that you guys as the merchants have made to, again, make Fort Recovery's open house a wonderful event.
Okay. Well, first we looked at COVID guidelines. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've been in contact with the health department and still recommending that everybody follow the mandates. So we do want everybody to come out, but to follow the social distancing. And we encourage people to wear their masks. You know, if they're not wearing one, we're just going to assume that they do have an exemption. So
we're not going to be writing tickets or throwing them out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And something that we did new this year is we've actually expanded the open house to 4 days. So we're starting Thursday night, November 12th. And everybody's going to stay open till 7. And then we're actually, something new we're doing this year is we're going to decorate Krenig Park and put up some Christmas lights and have a tree dedication and lighting. And Jenny can talk a little bit more about that here in a minute because she's actually on the decorating committee. Some wonderful people we have, Maria Bruins, mm-hmm. and Laura Wenning, mm-hmm. Connor Rammel. And it was actually the idea of Kelly Benn, hey, let's find a Christmas tree. Let's do a dedication type thing. So, you know, everybody's pitching in to help. Absolutely. It's certainly not just me. And then it runs through the 15th. The majority of the activities are still going to be on the 15th. But we thought by spreading it out, it would help people that want to come early and maybe not face as much of a crowd and things like that.
Well, I think that's great. So the lighting of the Christmas tree is what night?
That's going to be Thursday night around 7:15-ish. Okay. And if Jenny wants to talk more about the things that they're going to have down there.
Yeah. So Santa is going to be coming to start gathering Christmas lists starting that Thursday evening. So he will be at his house on Thursday, and then he will be able to help us with the Christmas tree lighting. As it starts, right around 7 o'clock, we're going to have my awesome niece and nephew are going to be down there. Isaac and Jossie LaFever are going to be providing some music for us. And we really just were looking at really how to just boost the community spirits. Everybody's just kind of been down this year. It's just been a rough year for a lot of people, a lot of hurt, and a lot of just with everything with COVID, just everybody split. So we wanted to do it that just get everybody in the Christmas spirit being together. So we're going to really light up the park. We're going to have a nativity there. As you walk through Krenig Park, you'll have a nativity to see. On one side, we're going to have a sleigh so you can stand behind it and take pictures and then have the Christmas tree all lit up. So around 7:30, then we'll probably do a big countdown and plug in the lights and kick off that music.
So will you have the businesses open that night?
The businesses are going to be open until 7 that Thursday evening. All and right. really, a lot of the businesses discussed using that Thursday just to show our thankfulness to the community.
Yeah.
So more of a thankful Thursday that we're thankful to be part of this community, to be able to serve this community, to be able to give back to the community. So just making the night about community over a competition, just being together.
You know, you brought up an interesting point about just kind of coming together because, man, are we divided right now? And I'm not just saying Fort Recovery, but I'm just saying, mm-hmm. get this election over with. I just want it over with. I don't want to...
Yep.
Because it's almost like there's a knife in it, you mm-hmm. know, and it's just time to get it over with and let's get on and let's
yep.
battle through this COVID and get back to some normalcy.
And come back together.
And I think that's kind of what you guys are trying to do and yep. trying to, as the merchants. Let's take a break at 7:17 here on Wednesday night. Inside Jack Stogler. I'm Bob Stogler sitting in for Jack. Jack and Bill are on a little, big little excursion of a little seeing the sights in French Lick, Indiana, and probably doing a little gambling. They got issues.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's right. We'll be right back inside with Jack Stogler after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Power and versatility. The Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor. Built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
The Jay County Visitors Bureau invites the public to attend the Midwest Shutterbug Car Show this Saturday at the Bump Hall at the Jay County Fairgrounds in Portland. This year's show will feature the Scale Nationals. You'll see photos of cars, plus lots of scale models in competition. There's no admission. Modelers of all ages will be displaying their amazing works of art at this event. If you'd like to enter a scale model, registration is from 8 till noon, with a $5 entry fee for the first model, and then $2 for every model thereafter. There will also be an outdoor Halloween full-size vehicle show with a $10 entry fee. There will be door prizes, giveaways, and concessions. A make-and-take program for kids as well as special needs individuals will be held, with each person being given a model to assemble, and then they can take the model home for no charge. Thanks to the Revel Model Company and Phil's Hobby Shop for their sponsorship of make-and-take. Since it is Halloween, a Day of the Dead celebration will be held from 9 to 5. That's the annual Midwest Shutterbug Scale Model and Picture Show this Saturday from 8 to 4 at the Bump Hall at the Jay County Fairgrounds. Everyone's welcome, and again, admission is free.
Hey, we're back here inside with Bob Stahl. We're sitting in for Jack. We are joined by Joanne Glentzer, chairperson of this year's open house, Christmas open house for the merchants, and Jenny Smith also on the committee. And girls, we talked a little bit off the air about the difference in the chamber and the merchant. And I know that, like, if you go to like the website of the chamber, there's like 60 businesses. But in the merchants, explain the difference there.
You want me to? Okay. So from what I can gather, the merchants are more your retail businesses. So they're your smaller, they're selling things out of their store, or that kind of service, where the chamber is involving all of our industry. I can't ever explain to people in Fort Recovery how much industry we have that helps support.
Yeah.
And if you go to our downtown, just all around Fort Recovery, how much business there is. So your retails are going to be your merchants more.
Yeah.
And then your chamber. A lot of the merchants' members are also chamber members as well.
Yeah. So on open house, the 4-day event, how many businesses, merchants, are going to be open and be involved in the merchant open house?
Right now we have 11.
Okay.
Not everybody has returned. You know, this has been a year that everybody's unsure of things.
Sure.
So not everybody's returned their sign-up sheets yet. So we'll probably have some more. They just haven't gotten around to confirming they'll actually be open that day. But right now there's 11. And we do have the two banks that are always good sponsors for us. Mm-hmm. Mercer Savings, thanks to Eric Brackman, and Park National, formerly Second National, thanks to Sean Robinson. Even though they are not technically, you know, a business or an industry, they are still wonderful members of the community, and absolutely, they have sponsored us every year. And again, they're sponsoring us again this year with a donation, and that goes towards the carriage rides that we provide, and then also the $1,000 shopping spree. So thank you to them.
So how much, when you talk about the merchants and the financially, how do you guys operate? I mean, is there a merchant fund that you guys have money that you, because there's a lot of expenses for this thing, those ads, the promotion. I mean, you got to spend some money for this thing to make it go.
Definitely.
You got to spend money to make money is what they always say.
Absolutely. And advertising is the biggest budget issue for the open house. We spend a lot of money on advertising, but that's the only way to get the people in.
True.
Is to let them know. And the Merchants is actually a nonprofit organization. We run under the Chamber's 501, so we're nonprofit. And the way we kind of operate is through the merchant gift cards. So we sell those to have money to do things until we have to reimburse them. You know, like the different merchants will go and turn those in, and then we'll get reimbursed ourselves. So we're definitely a nonprofit. And like the open house, the merchants pay for that. Each individual merchant pays a fee towards that.
Okay. Be part of it.
Right. So something we started in the past year or so is doing fundraisers to try to help raise money. And I know some things we did. We worked at the tractor pull and the WOW, and we sold ice cream at one event. And then we did like a mixed drink at the WOW.
Yeah.
So different things we've sold in the past to try to raise money. So we do have an operating budget.
Well, that actually only makes sense because, you know, we... This stuff that you guys are putting on, first of all, carriage rides. I mean, a lot of people, they donate.
Right.
And sometimes you just really have to, you know, you have to pay for that kind of stuff. And people, you can't ask for donations all the time. And people, I'm sure, ask you guys.
Yeah.
Never ending about donations.
Well, and I think that's why it's important to let people know that we are a nonprofit, because whenever we're fundraising, that money is not going to any business. We do the events like the Easter egg hunt. We usually, this year we didn't, but we sponsor all the prizes for the Halloween parade. You know, we help with different events like that are just giving back to the community, allowing something fun. The Taste of the Fort is sponsored by the merchants. So all of that is money that's coming from the merchant association just to do those fun things so the kids can get out, have an Easter egg hunt, have a fun day. So none of the money we raise comes to each individual business. It all goes back into the community.
So is there a committee? Do you guys have a committee of the businesses, or has everybody got one voice, or do you have like four or five people on it?
No, we have a meeting monthly, so we meet once a month, and then everybody is welcome to come. Not everybody comes. We probably have typically around 10 people there, and then we send out notes, and if anybody wants to give any other input, you know. But we do have subcommittees, like when we have the tractor pull, there's a group of three ladies that put that together and get everything set up, and then we all just volunteer our time to help with that.
Yeah, it's not just there's a lot that goes into it. Yeah. There's no question about that. So when you talk about the merchants, and there's other things that the Fort does, and not just the chamber, but promoting the businesses and promoting the tourism and promoting the travel, and when you see the 49, what do you guys think? Is that a good thing that they're going to reroute 49 traffic wise? It's got to affect traffic through the town. So
probably the biggest concern is our visiting traffic. We're good with the semis.
Get them out of here.
Go on another route, and that works. But they don't go down too often. We don't have Roy to yell at them anymore when they come.
Yeah, that's right.
For the most part, but
flash his gun.
Yeah, he will. He would flash his gun at them. But we definitely are trying to come up with ways to advertise that the business district is a different route than that, so people don't just skip past it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if people know of the area, they know Fort Recovery has a great downtown, but it's the people that are driving through 49 heading another way that can miss this real great gem that we have with all the history downtown, and even missing the new murals that are up and everything. So we're just trying to get looking ahead for signage, and Randy's spearheading that a lot to make sure that we get that business traffic downtown too.
It is beautiful. Our downtown is beautiful. I mean, yeah. I agree with you about the buildings and just the whole thing is beautiful. And anything we do to promote that is awesome. Mm-hmm. So getting back to the open house and the events of 4 days. So will you guys, like, you yourself, your business? So how does that operate? So will you guys? Oh, you'll open up in the third Friday. And then on Sunday, we'll be like the big like we kind of have little stuff and then sales. And then on Sunday, we're going to. Is that your game plan?
That's correct. Little stuff to start out the week. So Thursday, we've added some events and we're going to be open late. Everybody agreed to stay up until 7. And then Friday, we were looking into something. We're not sure if that's going to work out. Again, with COVID, you know, anything can change. So we're trying to book people, but then they're a little bit leery about what their groups can do and things like that too. So something new that we are going to do on Saturday is a bake sale. And something fun about that one of the categories is Battle of the Merchants. So each business can submit their baked good, and then, you know, they're just going to win bragging rights, but still the town can see what, you know, Neil is whipped up or Chuck is whipped up to submit from Fort
Please
Recovery.
Tell me you're not in. Yeah, I think you should be.
We want to see it.
Neil Donuts.
Neil's Donuts?
Yeah, we're in. Yeah,
that'll work.
Yeah.
And Mike Brockman has been nice enough to donate the space that Fort Recovery Radio used to be in. Okay. So we're just going to decorate that window, and then everything can be on display. And when people walk by, they can see. And the plan is on Sunday then to just cut up the samples, and then people can go in and try, you know, Jenny's whatever she made or Neil's donuts or something like that. So we just thought that would be a little something fun and something new to do this year.
Well, you got to think outside the box.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. And I think that's really going to be cool. What else you got there?
But Neil needs to make the cake balls that he makes for the Christmas show. He can put those up.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Those things are delicious.
Yeah, there you go.
I
mean,
I need to know who my competition is to know what I got to make up. Because if I'm going against Joanne,
you're in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
Jerry Kalt brought some rum balls to a merchant meeting one time. Maybe I shouldn't tell that, but
7:45 in the morning.
We sampled these and
it was a good day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They were good.
They were good. Yeah. So.
So, you know, one thing it's amazing is how the weather plays such a huge part in that. I think last year it was like absolutely the most gorgeous day ever, and you could not even walk down the streets. It was so packed. And I think I remember seeing, well, of course, Santa Claus, but there was other. Who else was running around town? I seen some like.
We usually have Clifford the dog.
Yeah,
the library has Clifford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. And the carolers were strolling around. So I actually, because of the weather, like you said, that's such a huge part of it. We were so busy last year that I didn't get out to enjoy anything. Yeah. So I'm not sure what was on the street, but I was very happy with what was going on in my business.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's 7:30. We're going to take a break, bottom of the hour. We're going to come right back with the merchant ladies here, and we're going to talk more about the open house and business in general, right, for this Insight with Jack Stogler.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Wayne Street Market has some great specials in their meat department for you through October 29th. Their big steak sale goes on another week with T-bones just $4.99 a pound. And listen to this. Ribeyes are now just $5.99 a pound. You can't find steak prices like these anywhere. And all of these steak specials are ready to go in their grab-and-go section. And if you're planning to make a batch of beef jerky, they have some specially purchased 25-pound beef rounds. Just ask for it at the meat counter. Shop local and save big at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Still a select number of raffle tickets remaining to purchase for the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle. The raffle will occur August 27th and 28th, 2021 in Fort Recovery and will feature 211 prizes valued at $650,000, including 3 vehicles, 8 trips, 50 firearms, golf carts, ATVs, a camper, a boat, and other cash and prizes. Check out our website, wowraffle.com, or our Facebook page at Wow Raffle for the complete list of businesses that are selling tickets or purchase directly through our website. Don't miss out on the opportunity to win some awesome prizes at the 2021 Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
We're back here in sight with Mr. Bob Stalker sitting in for Jack, Jenny Smith, Joanne Glenser, and Chuck behind the board, running the keyboard. How's it going back there? Chuck has the coolest headset, good, don't he?
He does. He's all blinged out back there.
Always.
Yeah, nobody's allowed to wear those. You wear those, you might as well.
In
just,
trouble.
Yeah, it ain't going to be pretty. No doubt. So we're talking about the Christmas open house and the 4-day event and the lighting of the Christmas tree and decorating the park and Santa coming and there's a lot of other things going on that day. And we're going to go, Joanne's going to go over some of the other things that's going to be take place over the 4-day. Four-day event of the Christmas open house at Fort Recovery. So go ahead, kid.
Okay. The very first thing and the most important part, Santa. So Santa will be at the Santa House Thursday, November 12th from 5 to 7. And then he'll be at Krenning Park for the tree lighting and dedication around 7:15 after that. He will be there Saturday, November 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then he'll be there Sunday, November 15th from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. The Santa House is set up in the Vantrease Park and is sponsored by the Fort Recovery Girl Scouts. And we'd like to thank Amy Pearson for taking care of this and arranging Santa again this year. Carriage rides. The carriage rides will be in the town's original taxi, and they will be Sunday, November 15th from 12 to 4 p.m. The rides begin at the visitor center and follow a historic route through town. In previous years, the Historical Society always used to ride along and read little cards with the history of the route, and the merchants would like to thank them for their many years of volunteer service for this. They are not doing it this year, so that is being taken over by the Morvilius Opera House Restoration Committee. And a big thank you to Dave Reister and the Roscoe Timmerman family for, again, letting us use their carriage. There will be a live nativity scene on Sunday, sponsored and put on by the First Church of Christ. And Brockman Furniture has been very generous to donate the lot on the south side of their store. So the nativity will be set up there from 11 to 4. I didn't get a chance to visit year, but I heard some wonderful things about that. So.
Well, that is really cool.
They had a bunch of animals down there the kids could pet and everything.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was really cool.
I think there were a lot of cool pictures that came out of that.
Yeah.
So. Craft and Story Hour will again be at the library. Linda Niefeldt has been working with the 4-H program to make sure this event can still take place, but in a COVID-safe manner. And things will be more spread out this year, and the crafts will be in a make and take style rather than being done on site. So, the high school choir will be strolling the streets and spreading their Christmas joy with their caroling. This year, they will be singing outside of the businesses instead of inside, and that'll help with the social distancing. And I think we already talked about the decorating.
Mm-hmm.
Christ Chapel possibly will be doing a scavenger hunt. I know they did one last year, and I think it went over well, but because Sunday was so crowded.
Busy.
Packed. Yes, that it just didn't get as much
attention. There wasn't enough time to for kids to look in the stores and find everything. So this hopefully will give them space to move around.
Right. If they are going to participate in some way, Pastor Q has been very generous with his time and helping out the community. Mm-hmm. So they will be doing something this year. If not that, on a different day, they will be participating in another manner.
Oh, that'll be great. Yeah. So the Opera House, will that be open?
Yes, I did see that on Facebook.
Yeah, they are going to be open with tours.
Yes, they'll be open with tours, and they have snacks. So if anybody's looking for a snack, I'm sure there'll be some good snacks up there, too.
Well, there'll be snacks at the Tin Cupboard as well.
Well, that's right.
The best
right.
snacks.
Yeah, absolutely, right. They do.
And if you have not been to the Opera House, it's really cool. They've done a lot of work cleaning it up.
I have not.
You need to.
Yes, definitely.
I gotta go.
You gotta
My wife said
Mike
awesome.
Brockman, let you go up in the elevator. It's even cooler, but I don't know if they're using that right now. But they've cleaned, they've scrubbed the floors, they've really just got a lot of boxes and stuff out, so it's really nice right now.
Merchant have a Facebook?
They do. Yes. And then Ashley Kaiser is actually working on setting up a Merchant business page for us.
Yep.
And she's done some wonderful graphics for us. And then we're hoping if one person takes care of all of our advertising, it can be more cohesive and we can all reach more people that way.
We have a new logo.
Really?
So you can just look for our logo. Anybody that's part of the Merchants will have the Fort Recovery Merchants logo.
So it's Fort Recovery Merchant.
Fort Recovery Merchant event page on Facebook right now. And then keep an eye on there. We'll be advertising the new Facebook page, the business page. And that's where you'll be able to go. So if there are any changes through the open house because of all the changes in our world, it'll all be on one page. So every business will be able to share to that page their info.
So when you guys get out of town, okay? Mm-hmm. When you guys are out, you know, and you're running through your mind, because you guys are, you didn't get your business people, and you're always looking to better yourself, and you're always looking to better the community, because because all of us have a love for Fort Recovery, right? So do you guys see anything that another community that you'd like to mirror, something that you see that you'd say, you know what, that wouldn't be a bad idea? And I know, like my wife and my daughters go to Greenville for the chocolate walk.
Uh-huh.
And they just think that's just the neatest thing. Uh-huh. Is there anything else out there that you guys are constantly, are you constantly looking to improve or something that'll drive business?
We're always looking. We're always looking at different events. We've tried to mirror a little bit of the Greenville events, but move it to Thursday night because Friday night is such a sports night around here that, you know, Friday night's kind of out any sports seasons. So the Thursday nights, we started with it monthly. We've gone down to now four times a year because just got crazy trying to do that regularly. But yes, we're always sharing ideas back and forth, or I've seen this, or why don't we try this, or what about that? Some of them work great, some of them flop on their face, you know, but
absolutely. You
don't know until you try it.
No, look at the wow.
Yeah.
Who would ever thought that thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just, you know, people just taking chances and they take off. The merchants, so when you guys meet, you guys ever talk about how much COVID has cost you? do you ever just put a pencil to it and say, here's my, and Harold joins us, and Harold's also a business owner here in Fort Recovery, and do you ever look at the numbers as far as how much you've been hit with COVID and what your costs are?
Probably a downfall of mine is I didn't right away because I didn't want to see it.
Yeah, right.
And then I started adding up some numbers from comparing this year to last year. And it was enough to pay the bills, and that was about it, you know, and pushing some of them back a little bit. So it definitely took a big hit because you were shut down for 2.5 months, you know, that you couldn't do anything. And at the time when they first came out saying this COVID is going on, we're going to have all these people in the hospital, it almost felt like, do I do anything? Because I don't want to be disrespectful to the people that have to work. And, you know, here's my little business, you know. Yeah. So you didn't want to take chances that you shouldn't and make it worse for others. But it's coming back. But it's definitely been a different year.
Yeah.
Definitely been a different year to try to deal with.
How about you, Jim?
Right. I did look at my numbers, especially when I was filling out the PPP paperwork. And it's just amazing, even though, you know, each month when your bills come due and you're looking at your checking account balance, you're like, okay, you know, I can do this, but it's a little bit tight. But then to actually take the entire time period and see your figures and what you're down from last year compared to this year, you know, it really is shocking.
Yeah.
And then you think, well, you know, your expenses really didn't go down.
Right.
You know, all your regular brick and mortar stuff is still there. But yet the income, it's like, well, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
So.
And until I got into this business, I didn't realize all the expenses that went into it. I mean, you know what goes into your house and that kind of stuff, but all the little things that go that you just, oh, yeah, you just do it because that's the way to keep plugging ahead. It made us tighten up a little bit this year and think through each decision.
So when you look at the merchants and what would be your, what is something that you strive, like what would be like something that you'd like to see as far as, is there anything out there you're like, man, if we had this, or if we could do this, or is there anything out there that stands out that's something you'd like to try or anything like that?
I think our goal always is, you know, obviously to keep our businesses going, but then to be able to help the community and to be able to give back to the community in different ways. So we're always looking for different opportunities that like, hey, this came up. Let's try to join in with that so we can be a part of that. And we can participate in it. Just like being at the WOW Raffle. Yeah, it was a fundraiser for us, but it was also a way for us to help the WOW Raffle and do something and be down there involved in all of it. So it kind of ebbs and flows depending on what's going on in the community. We just try to keep a heartbeat on what's out there and like, hey, that's needing some help right now. Let's do it.
We've been, you know, our area and everybody has it, but we've been hit hard. And, and a local business owner had just a tragedy, and the town just, you just couldn't drive through town without getting teary eyed, you know, and I'm sure other towns are like that, but there's something special about this place we call home.
Absolutely.
And you know, when it's just amazing when you look at, you know, and we bleed purple, you know, and there's a lot of people like us out there that bleed purple and will do anything we can to keep this wonderful community.
Well, and my in-laws are from Big City. They're from Louisville, Kentucky. And for them to get the concept of small town until they saw it, you don't get it because you don't know your neighbors as well in the big city. You know, where my husband went to school, it was 40 minutes away from his house. So it'd be like me driving to Salina and get to know the people there. And they always talk about if we ever moved to a small town, it'd be Fort Recovery because you can just walk through town, leave your car open, wave hi to everybody. Hey, you need to go take you need a car. Harold will come pick you up at the house, you know? So there's just, you can't explain it until you live it. But,
yeah, that's right.
But how the community comes together and all that we've been through this year and all the tragedy that we've had this year, you knew you had 50 people to come pick you up on things you didn't even know you needed. So you can't beat it.
That's exactly right. And they always say God don't give you any more than you can't handle. And if you kind of got to live by that sometimes and kind of got to live by it all the time. We're going to take a break, come back one last segment. We're going to recap. Open house, Fort Recovery style, this Christmas, and we're going to come back with that right after this.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday, you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Our Lady Indians are playing great in the tournament, and they will now play in the district finals tomorrow night at 6 at the Portside Fieldhouse against MAC rivals the Marion Local Flyers for the right to go on to the regionals next Thursday at Elida. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's play-by-play with Rob Weaver for tomorrow night's match. Football is finished for the year, but volleyball is going strong. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night for the big-time volleyball tournament action and help cheer on our Lady Indians as they keep playing tough teams every match. You can watch all the action live on the NFH Network tomorrow night with Rob Weaver's play-by-play on WPGW, and you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
All right, we're back here in sight. Jack Stogler, but I am Bob Stogler, sending in for Jack. Joanne Glenzer, owner of the Tin Cupboard and the chairperson for this year's holiday Fort Recovery Open House. And Jenny Smith also here. And Harold Philly joins us. And Fee texted in and he said we were talking about the tin snips. George Stallman.
Yep.
Bessie Guggenbiller.
Yep.
Dan Diller. Fee's tags, Jerry Reinhardt.
Jerry Reinhardt.
Oh, yeah.
Big Jerry.
He's the same to us every Christmas Eve.
Who else we got? Missing any? Was there four?
I think I'm not it. I think there's only four of them.
Four of them?
What it was.
So that was the original. So. Yep. And they used to sing at Hastings Christmas, right?
Oh, yeah, every year.
Really?
A lot of eggnog with Mike Tin. And
eggnog and Mike Tin, no.
Oh, that's perfect, ain't it? So we're going to close the show here, and we're going to go back and talk a little bit about everything that we got planned for the for open house and our Christmas gala here at the fort. And we're going to turn it over to Joan. You're going to take over with the list of events, and we'll go from there.
Okay. I would like to thank some of our sponsors. These were, I know we talked a little bit about the difference between the chamber and the merchant members and what's different. And these are some chamber members that are actually helping us out with some sponsorship. So we have our Santa Sleigh Gold Level sponsors, and that's Cheeseman LLC, Hull Brothers, Klingshern & Son Trucking, Mark Fullenkamp Construction, and Wendell Poultry Service. And then we have our Gingerbread House Silver Level sponsors, and that's Mel Heikamp & Son Builders. And then we have our Stocking Stuffer Bronze Level sponsors, A1 Ag Services, B&D Contracting, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Camp Enterprises, doing business as Fort Camp Foam, and Mike Collig & Son. And then we'd also like to thank a few businesses that aren't participating in the open house, maybe because they don't really sell anything or they're just not open that day. And that would be Harold at Hastings Auto Sales, Grand Lake Eye Care, and Miracle Lanes. They were all very generous and donated to our $1,000 merchant shopping spree.
Awesome.
Yes.
No big sales in cars on Christmas open house, huh?
Not yet. I might try it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't do it.
Hey, yeah. They're having a bake sale. What can you?
I heard that.
Yeah.
Kim can make them Polish mistakes.
Ooh, they're good.
Love those things.
They're good.
Ooh, Polish mistakes.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Okay. We know what to expect from Hastings.
Yep. Hastings is in. So.
We're in.
Okay. And then our few of our businesses did want to mention some of their sales they're going to have. Nature's Corner will have 10% off store-wide, and Atlas and Arrow will be set up in their upstairs. They do T-shirts and sweatshirts. High Voltage is having their second annual beer tree. And that's made up of 30 cases of beer and has a liquor topper. I'm not sure what kind of liquor, but for every 100...
Must be 21 to win that one.
Yeah, of course.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yes. For every $100 you spend, you get an entry into their drawing. And the beer tree is once again sponsored by Brick Street Tavern. So that's at High Voltage.
Susie Forkamp won that last year. Had a van full of beer.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And then Generation Fitness, Jen Thompson, she's sponsoring an up and running shoe fitting on Thursday, November 12th. And on Friday, the 13th, you receive a post-workout smoothie with all classes. On Saturday, the 14th, is free Mommy and Me Fitness Day, and they will have Little Pipsqueak Boutique and Across State Line Bakery goodies. And on Sunday, the 15th, they will have 12 vendors set up, and they'll be showcasing their various products and services.
Huh. Well, that's awesome.
Many of the other shops will have sales going on throughout. I think everybody's just still sifting through it all, deciding what to do.
Yes. That was just who had theirs ready so far. Yep. And we did want to mention that most of the retail businesses will be offering appointments for private shopping hours. Anybody that doesn't want to face the crowds or come out with the public, they're welcome to contact that shop, and I'm sure everyone would be willing to set something up for them. And Laura Wenning at A Simple Touch, she's the one that first mentioned this, and I think everybody jumped on the bandwagon as far as the retail shops. So I think that's something that...
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yes, that we're, we're trying to help everyone
make
out.
Make people comfortable.
Yep.
Correct. Correct. I think that's all the shout-outs I have, so...
All right, so then... Let's go over. So Thursday night, we're lighting the park.
We are kicking it off early. I want Christmas music all over the place.
We have fireworks or anything? Should we get?
We're trying to get a fake snow machine. Can you get us one of those that we can throw snow out?
Yes.
I know. We thought it would be cool to set them on the top of the buildings and be down on the street
just
throwing
firing snowballs.
At us. Yeah.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
You work on that for
It'll
us.
It'll be 70 out that day. You know that. Yeah. We're throwing water.
You can compromise. We can use turkey feathers and fans.
Well, this is true.
Right.
We did have a turkey drop one year.
WKRP.
Yes, well, it's true.
For the life of me, I did thought turkeys could fly.
So Thursday night's the big kickoff. We're going to have the tree lighting, and Santa will be there.
Yes, Santa from 5 to 7. Businesses will be open till 7. There'll be some really fun things to look at Krenning Park. And if
is Santa going to be, are we going to have regular Santa hours?
There are.
Okay.
Yes, and Amy Pearson just texted me those. Let me read what's not from the open house. Okay. So, Saturday, November 28th, Santa is there from 11 to 1. Thursday, December 3rd, Santa is there from 6 to 8. Saturday, December 5th, Santa will be there 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thursday, December 10th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday, December 12th. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thursday, December 17th from 6 to 8. And Saturday, December 19th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
So it sounds like Thursday night 6 to 8 and Saturdays 11 to 1.
Correct.
That sound right? Yep.
Well, I guarantee I know some kids that are going to be there.
You going to go sit on Santa's lap?
Well, I would. I love Santa Claus. I ain't going to lie. He's me and him are tight.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I love Santa too.
Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely. And then on Sunday is the big kickoff, and Sunday is the big send off, basically.
Right. Sunday, thank you, Harold. We'll be having all the activities we've done in the past. Hopefully, we'll change them up as we need to, based on COVID guidelines and restrictions. But hopefully, things will run pretty much as normal. That's what we're planning on, and we're really excited to get people out. And we had a little meeting this morning just to talk about decorating, and we just want people to basically feel happy. And Christmas makes everybody happy, and we want to decorate, and even if it's just lights and some sparkle, just anything to get people in a better spirit.
Well, Fort Recovery does it first class. Our open house is as good as anybody's, and the Sunday, and I agree with you 100%. It's just a great feel, and the people come out of the woodwork, and they're everywhere, and everybody's just in a great mood, and I want to thank you ladies for taking the time to come up here get filling us in on the merchants, and Jen, anything else you want to add here before we knock it off?
No, we're just super excited. We're ready to go, ready to kick off the holiday season, just to get back in the spirit of kindness and giving and
that's right.
enjoying one another. So we're ready.
You enjoying anything else?
Right. No, we're just hoping to get things back to normal.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and hopefully this open house Amen. Will get us on the road.
Yeah, that's right. Well, ladies, thank you very much for everything you do for our town and for our community. And we talk a little bit about what a special place we have here. And,
yeah.
And you know, you two are a big cog as why people love Fort Recovery, you know, and you got wonderful businesses. And we just want to thank you guys for taking the time to come fill us in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate yes. it.
That'll be Insight for tonight. We're going to come right back with Sports Talk. Got a big Sports Talk show tonight, me and Big Fee. And we want to thank Joanne Glenser and Jenny Smith for coming up to Insight tonight. I am Bob Stalger sitting in for Jack Stalger. We'll be back next week. Jack will be back next week for Insight. This is Bob Stalger.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stalger, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.